Dann Simen ein Tessif alle. Heusa Zayas Adam Me'achrov. A person, there was Zayas Adam Me'achrov and behind him. Zazich Lahachir Arba Amayz Mokim Shekola Horeach. So we first, the Reach of Zaya, if there's Zaya there and the Zaya is giving out a Reach, so it is also, min ha-teira, the reich is equivalent to tzaya. So just like the zedin v'hoya machnecha kodesh, that is not permitted to be in my machne when I'm saying adovashe b'kedushe, they should not be in my machne tzaya. So the reich of tzaya is equivalent to tzaya. So memela, that's also an isa de reise, tzorich laharchik arba amais, he has to be machik four ames, mi mokaim shekola oreach. That means if there's a reach of tzoya in my machna, so there's an isa de reise to say a dovashe b'kdushe. So you have to start counting the haschalas hamachna from after the reyach ends, tzorich laharchik arba ames mimokim shekolo hareyach. Afilu im yesh loy choyli she'enoy meriach, even though he personally does not smell it, tzorich laharchik arba ames mimokim sheyichlo hareyach lemi shemiriach. That means a reyach of tzoya. If there's a reyach of tzoya here, even though he personally does not smell it, but there's a reyach of tzoya which is a loch of tzoya in his machne. So memele, so we will figure this out, where it is a person who's lemi shemiriach, a person who's capable of smelling. So from where he stops smelling the reich, then we start counting the dalet damis. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah so far. Tzayas Adam, we're saying that behind him, Tzayas Adam me'achav, afilu ein magia mimenu reyacha. Now the Isser of Tzayas, afilu, he doesn't, if the Tzaya alone is not brittle and not dried up, so that say there's also a din achoka, even though there's no reyach. Finally, comments in the paybase. Arba amis, dechsiv vohoyo machanecho kodesh. The machne, where a person says adovashe b'kdushe, has to be kodesh. Vekiblu chazal. And chazal wa mekabu, shemachne shel odom, who Dalet Amis? The machna of a person is, I think, a radius of Dalet Amis. V'miyagia reyach ra mehatzoya besoich Dalet Amisov. If a reyach ra from the tzoya will enter his Dalet Amis, reyein kol mekoim chaniyosoy b'kedushe. So his machna is not b'kedushe. In his machna there's a reyach of tzoya. So that is the din of reyach. Now let's go a little further. The mechaber. So here we are speaking about if the tzoya was in back of him. So we have guidelines that there has to be in back of him dalet amis without a reyach of tzoya, and then his machne is kodesh, because in his dalet amis there's no reyach of tzoya. Umilafonov. Now what if the tzoya is in front of him? Tzorich laharchik meloy eino. Now the one has to be marchik meloy eino. Afilu, that means to as far he can see, as far as he can see in front of him. Afilu balayla. Now we're being meisif. Afilu, it's at night and he doesn't see anything, but the chesed would be if by day, as far he'd be able to see, or yishu sume, or even if it's by day, and he's a sume, so it'd be the ri of a normal person, She'enoi roya isa. So even though it's at night and he doesn't see it, so if lahachik ad mokim she'niyochel lireis bayay. So we have the same measurement that a mokim that in front of him they cannot be lefanov malayenov an area that he's able to see by day, so there's not permitted to be tsoya in that mokim. Now before we go further, let us just explain this halacha. And there is a machlokes between the Rashba and the Rosh how to understand this halacha of Malay Einov. The Rashba understood as follows. The Rashba understood there are two dinim. There is one din, Vahoya Machnecha Kodesh. The machna of a person is Dalet Dal Dal. That's his machna. So if in front of me, after the Dalet Namas, I see Tzoya, the problem of V'hoye Machnecha Kodesh is no problem because the Tzoya is chutz for my Dalet Namas. Afal Pike, the Rashba holds, it says, V'loy Keshem El Kecho, Mishalach Kerev Machnecha, V'hoye Machnecha Kodesh, and then it says, V'layire l'cha'er v'stovo. Now, here we're talking about B'kisisa se'osecho, we're talking about Tzoya. Then it says, V'layire l'cha'er v'stovo. So, and there's a vov ha'chibur. V'layire, so talking about Tzoya, V'layire l'cha'er v'stovo. So, the Rashba learns pshat in the posik as follows. By Tzoya, there are two halachas. There's one halacha, Vohoye Machnecha Kodesh. And Machnecha means the Dalet Amis that's surrounding the person. That's his Machne. Then it says, V'loyirecha El Vestova. So even though the posik take away the Vov, L'yirecha El Vestova is speaking about a different halacha in Ganson, the one is not permitted to see a Dvar Erv in front of him. But if there's Viloi, there's a Vav Achibo, so the Pasuk is telling us, you're not allowed to see Tzoya. So that's the Viloi, that Layiruch Elva's Dov is going to be not allowed to see a Dvar Elva. Viloyiruch, the Vav Achibo, you're not allowed to see. So therefore the Rashba holds, if you have Tzoya in front of you, so you're not allowed to see it. So just like if there's an elf in front of you, you're not allowed to see Tzoya also. So this is another din. According to the Rashba, it'll come out a Mirdike Kula. If, because by Elva we have a loche, Dibur is also, and Hiror is Mutter. By Tzoya, there's no such halacha. It says, V'kisisa se'asecha, V'aymechnecha kodesh. So here, there's no halacha. By Tzoya, the din is hero is also also. But the Rashba says, but if it's not in my machne, the Tzoya is not my machne, but I see Tzoya, and we learn out, V'layire l'cha elvestov of this posik, that if I see Tzoya, there's also an issa, but this Isser is double. Only Dibur is also. Hiro will be Mutter. Al Kaponim, this is the Shita Sarajba. We'll see other Nafkeminis in the Shita Sarajba. The Shita Sarosh is, no. Well, Hiro is double. That's going on Erve. Let's not mix up the Yitzris between Erve. They're two different halachas. No, the Rosh holds that guideline that we have that my machne is considered the Dalet Amis around me, that is the machne on all three sides. So if it's chutz for my Dalet Amis, it's not in my machne. But something that is in front of me and I see it, so then that is considered my machne. So that means the machne in front of me extends to to where I can see in front of me. That is called my machne. So the iser of Malayena v'fonov is not because it's a nuden v'layirchel v'sova. This is how we define the machne. On all three sides, the machne is now the damis. That's his machne. In front of him, the machne extends to Malayena. This is the shitas harosh. According to the Rosh, so Hira will also be also because by Tzoye, the Hira, the if Tzoye is in your machne, it's also be Hira. So my machne extends in front of me. This is the Shitas HaRosh, and in the Shitas HaRosh, there's a machlokes, and this is at the Rabbanan or the Reis. Others hold this whole concept that I say in front of me, my machne extends to Malay Einov, that's the Rabbanan the Kedin. A machne is really the Dalad Amos. The Rabbanan extended the machne. And others say to the Reis of the Kedin according to the Rosh. So now let us go back. Yes. No, the vote was the Rajba. The Rajba was the Ticha the Reise. Yeah, and according to the Rajba, it's a different din. It's an Isra to see Tzoya. But according to the Rosh, I don't want out from this Malayir. It's a different din. Again. My Machne extends in front of me to Malayinim. So this can be said, the Rabban of the Kedin. Basic Nish. I don't know. That was the Rajba's Ashtikta Yerutabab. I don't know. It's another thing. Another is okay. Now, so let's see again the lotion of the Mechaber. Umelafonov, the area that's in front of him, tzorich laharchik miloy einov. He has to be marchik kozman, he can see the tzoye, so he's not permitted to say Dovah Shebekdusha. And the lach is afilu balayla, even though if it's in his vision, if there would be illumination, so even though it's dark now, Ishu Sume, she'ed de'roya isa, tzarech lahachik admokim shed yochel lira isbeyay. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah so far. Malay eino, ayim b'prime godim shekosam, dillaha rashbe, according to the Rajbe, Dafke Diborosa, according to the Rajbe, there's a new Isser, V'layir L'cho Ervas Dovo, which includes Riyas Tzoya. So in this Isser, so it says, Dovo, Dafke Diborosa, V'sayich K'molayenov, Avo Laharer B'divrei Tzoya Muta, Imeichut L'dal L'damis, Mimokim Shekola Horeyach, Beirus Mutter, Ula Rosh, Yesli Ayim Bize, that Hira could be also Wasser, the Efshe, the Osa Minatere, or Midarabonon, Hira will also be Osa, because the Malay Einav is only Magdir, the how we measure his Machne Milofono, Ayincham. Afilu Balaylo, so afilu balaylo is also osa. That means we have tzoya milafonov malayeno, and it's dark. He doesn't see it. Alkein osa lemer afilu balaylo kriyishma oisha kol davo shebektusha lifnei habatim ki derech liyosham tzoya v'choshkein b'chotza. So Kaponim, Mizmanayim, it seems there was Tzoya Lifnei Habatim, and the Nevadim was in the Chatzeris. So Memele, so even though it's at night, I don't see it, but Kedach Yisham Tzoya V'chosh Kem V'chotza. So there's an Issa, Malay Eino. Now, let us go a little further. Now, but before we go a little further, we had once spoken about this, but here is a mirror de kibir aloche. Oy, let us just see the bir aloche for 1 minute. Oy, shehu suma. If he's blind, So the shir is, we don't look, so he can't see Malayena, but the shir is a person who could see. So now let us see the Bir Halacha. Poshut, the summa tzoich l'shayr, ki Malayena, the other benini, a normal person. That means a normal person's riyim, so that's called Malayena. He, Lida can't see, but the shir is Adam Beinini. Ushar anoshim balaylo she'enoi roye. He says, but what about night? So if we're talking about a suma, he can't see, period. So we have to say a distance. There's a issa malayeno lefonov by tzoye. So what is malayeno? So we say a normal eyesight, 20-20. That's a normal eyesight. So whatever would be in his vision, if he would be able to see, falls into the category of Malay Einov, and that's also. He says, now what about Laila? So he says, Amoyodike Chiddush. What if it's night? Let's say this person, he sees Moyodik. He can see like a hawk. So, but it's Laila, he doesn't see anything now at night. So he says, Ushar anoshim balaylo she'eino iroye, l'choyre tzer kolech l'shayel l'fi riyosei shal yoyim, im yesh l'riya g'doyla o'iktav. So he says, that means if he sees very well, so by him l'haloche by yoyim, that means everyone they look in front of them, they can only see a face 50 feet ahead of them, and not more than that. So by everyone, so they see Tzoya till 50 feet, it's also for them to say a Dovah Shebetusha. This person sees 70 feet in front of him. So by day, he says, it's also, could be with a Reise, well, as we mentioned before the Shurim, it is also with the middle of Page Kufiyot Beis, when the Bir Halacha issue Sumeh. Yeah, so he says, if he can see very well, he can see 70 feet ahead of him, so by Yoim, the shear by him will be 70 feet. It will be 70 feet. So by Lyle, by him will also be 70 feet. That's when it's dark now, he can't see, but by him, his shear will be 70 feet. But then he says, what will be, im yesh l'riya g'doyla ektana. So the Piskei Tshuvah mentions, and I think the Mishnah Halacha also mentions, of a person who wears glasses, so then by him, he is a din like a summa. That means, so we go with a normal riyah. So a normal riyah is 20-20, so what one can see 20-20, he'll take off his glasses and won't help the situation. So that means, so whatever he's missing without his glasses, so then will the shir is like a normal person. Taking off his glasses won't change the halacha. But a person who has a very good degree, he has a different halacha. Take. By him, there's a din of malayena. We don't pass like that. That's a shir.
Let's see this guy.
No. Yeah, that's what he says. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. Ushar anoshim balaylo she'enei roye, chayre tzorech orecha l'shar l'fi riyosei shal yeb, what he sees by day. So by night, or if he sees 70 feet, so by him will be also 70 feet. Im yesh lo riyo g'doy lo iktana. That's right. To what they don't see. So an asume, the chayshman is a normal person. A normal year, whatever. Yeah. If he can't see it, I'll come back. But the child says, yes, if with glasses he'll see the tzaya, so then it's called Malay Einov. With glasses, he can't see the tzayah, so without glasses, so then it's a sumer.
Somebody that has glasses,
Okay, lechayre. I mean, here ignorance is not bliss, because lemaise, I mean, by him the shir is like what a normal person can see. Okay, so that is meloy lefono. Now let's go back to the mechaber. Vimhu mitzidoi. Now, what is if the tzoya is not? The way we learned the two extremes. In back of him, the halach is as long as it's chutz midalad amoysav, it's mutter, as long as it's no reyach. In front of him, the shir is meloy einov. That's in front of him. Now, what's on the side of him? Vimhu mitzidoi. Dinoi kimilacha. If it's on the side of him, so he has the same guidelines I like in back of him. And as it said, so if it's chutzla da'od ha'maisav, it's mutam. If it's in da'od ha'maisav, it's also. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Dinoi kimilacha. The side has the same aloche like the back. And if it's out of his da'od ha'maisav, it is mutter. Umikol mokim lechatchile yizoy leilech neishi atzoye milachom. That means the achiluke deis in this. Others hold that the side is more chomo. So he says it would be preferable that he should walk ahead on the side of him, that it should be lachom. So that would be losagi medal adamas. The imi yevshe, but what if he can't walk ahead? Rak betiche yisei, v'tzagi gam l'tzadim b'daudamis k'may melachov. So then, me'ikar adin on the side of him is the din of like l'achov, and it's chutz midaudamis if it is permissible. V'hani mili tzadim mamish. It's mamish on his side. Avot tzadim shelefonov. But what is the tzadim that when he looks ahead, he can see the tzadim in front of him? Kegoin rin shtokin sruchim hanimshochim la'erech avachoyiv b'chahai gavna. That means there's types of sewer pipes that were open, and he can see them, and when he looks in front of him, he can see these sewer pipes. So this is Sodim Shelefono. It's not Mamish's side, it's Sodim Shelefono. Kosav Amogin Avrom, the Dinoi Kelefono. So that means it has a din of Lefono. Vilo Yerabe, some of them is Kemelo Yeno. Vilo Yerabe Kosav, the Dinoi Kemin at Sodim. V'sagi b'daladamitz. So we have a machloikis studim shelefonov what halacha they have. The Magen Avraham says it's like lefonov, you need melayenov. Yile Rabbi says it's like mitzdodov. V'kosav achayei odom. V'ma sheroya b'loy hatoyas roishoy litzdodim. That means that what looking straight ahead, he doesn't turn his head, and he sees what's on the side of him without turning his head. L'kul al-medinei ke-lefonov. That is zicha called lefonov, and that's also. The machlekes is, if he turns his head, he's standing in one place and he turns his head. Now, does this have a din of, since he doesn't have to turn to the side, what does this have a din of lefonov or letzdodov? And that we have a machloikis to Magen Avraham to Lirabe. Magen Avraham says, if by turning his head, he can see it without turning his body, that's called lefonov. The Lirabe says, since he has to turn his head to see it, that's called tzdodov. Oit kosav, the tzorech lizoyer moit. Bishas Kiddush Lavona Bochoyles. When they used to make Kiddush Lavona, we can't picture how Bizmaneyam, but they didn't have sophisticated sewers. They didn't have a sophisticated sewer system. So one has to be Mirdik Nizel to make Kiddush Lavon in the streets. Sherin Shtokin Tzruchim Nimshochim Lo'ezech HaRuchoy. You have these sewer pipes, which I think were open, and they have a sichin, they're going on the length of the street, mitzvodim. Sha'afilu heim berichuk daladamas, even though where he's standing, it's daladamas away from him, reinim shochim dam melefonov. But it's nimshach melefonov, and we have already the lemi boy, if he doesn't have to turn his head, so he sees them in front of him. Ba'osa kim loy eino. So then it's also. What? Also, you have to know each animal is different halachas of the Torah. I don't know, that would give away the whole simon. Each animal is in the chickens, I know, is very cow basic, isn't it? We'll come to that simon. What? Chickens is here in Torah. Does. Yeah. Okay, we'll come to this. So now, v'osek m'le'eno, v'choshkein she'tzorech l'hachik daladamis mimokim she'kolo ha'reyach. And if there's a reyach, so then you don't cheshbin with that I don't smell. You have to start measuring the daladamis from under reyach in. So now I have a problem. You're telling me I shouldn't go out and be Mekadosh to Lavona. So I won't be Mekadosh to Lavona. I mean, I'm really a school to be Mekadosh to Lavona. He says, Mutter, Shloy Mekadosh Kwal. It's better not to be Mekadosh. Vaniza, Melahaske, Tivre, Kedushe, Bemokim, She'enoi, Noki, Olava Kosavayma, Vadovaza, Tarichu, Yomim. A person is zeicha tarichas yomim by being nizer not to say a davar shebekdusha b'mokim sheinei noki. And here the dilshu brings down that and if a person is mekadosh levone. So he's over Advar Hashem Bozo, he calls the chorus and Efeshehi. So by being Mekadosh Lavona, he's Chayv Chorus. And by not being Mekadosh Lavona, Tarich Hashem. What? This is a Deraisa, yeah. What? No. Kinshu Zichon a Deraisa. But Al Kaponim, it's a Dovah Shabedush, he's saying a Baruch, it's a Denisa Deraisa. To say a broche if he has tzayim alafonov. So if the streets are, that's the streets, there was the sewer, open sewer pipes from a mailer, so he came in Mekadosh. No, it doesn't help. Doesn't work. We just said before, she'ene meriach, that doesn't work. That doesn't work. It's called that here's a terrorist for you. Here, they bring down the Mishnah Berurah and says you should be Mekadosh Lavon in his house. Don't go outside. Yeah. Yeah, you can go by the window. Derech Haloyim. What? But he has it. If he doesn't have any other haters, he should do that. This is a hint. There should be Tachas. What? Chemish. What?
Cold weather.
No.
I remember many years ago, the Rabbi Lubavitch made it from the air.
That's something else, yeah, okay. It's only a hidden, I think, Tachas or Ikea, but Christ make it a bit. No, here it
is.
Okay, weiter. Now we have, let's see our kaponim. Let's learn the Ramah. Hago. Now this is a very interesting shaila. Shliach tzibo hamispalo. There's a shliach tzibo, that's davening. V'tzoyo bebeis haknesses, and this tzoyo bebeis haknesses, or Oyba Bayis is Palo Shop, or it's out of basic necessity, he's having in the room, and there's Toya in that room. Afilu Hu La Achrov, Mechol Abayis. Now, this is, let's just explain what we are concerned about. You have a Shliach Tzibur that is davening Shmoneh Esrei here. He's davening here. There's Toya in back of him, Chutz Midalei Damoisa. So between you and me, there's no problem. So by no problem, there's Toya over here. But he's a Shliach Tzibur, and the people are listening to Chazaras Hashatz and saying, Amen. So we have to understand that if he's going to continue davening, everyone's going to say Amen, and there's people in back of him that are Toich Dalet Amis to the Tzaya. We don't have a Madison Square Garden. We have a room. So we are concerned that the people in the back of him, they have Tzaya Toich Dalet Amis. So Memele, so we'll tap the Shliach Tzibur on his shoulders. Don't continue to daven Shmoneh Esrei now. You're davening Shmoneh Esrei for the Kehila. They're answering Amen, and there are people in the Kehila which are not permitted to answer Amen because of the Tzay in the Beis HaMedrash. So now, I go Shliach Tzibur Mispalo, but say be Beis HaKnesses, I be Beis HaMispalo Shem. Afilu hu la'achav b'chol abayis is behind him. Tzorich lishtoik, but he should not continue now because you have to realize you're davening for all the people that are assembled in this room, and some of these people, the tzoy is in their daladamas. Achi yetzienu ma'achav she'moitzi rabim yedei chevosam. That means, so I have to be concerned, maybe the people are listening to my answering Amen, that they're in Teich Dalet Amis. Now let us just see, Chelk the Mishnah, Achi Yetziana, V'im Ayyidei Zeh Shoah Shliach Tzibur Kedei Ligma Kulo, Loyoye B'Seich Dalet Amis, Loyachsa L'Reish. Now if he had a way, and that means mitzad the shliach tzibur, there's no problem whatsoever because mitzidoi, I mean, he's permitted to daven. I'm only concerned about people in the back of the shul, so we don't say that he was anonymous. Yidei chayvosam, rotzolayim, da'avi kilu mispalo kol echot ato la'atzman. It's like each one is davening now. I'm davening to Teich Dalet Amis. I'm saying, "V'avda na noyedim shekol yochid v'yochid mispalo la'atzmai." We're speaking about by Chazaras Hashatz, but not Yaisu with the Chazaras Hashatz. Mikol mokim, leitzokol yochid v'yochid anis amen al birkas hashliach tzibur. Each yochid in the kehila has to answer amen. V'osol yisrael lefona. So that's what we're talking about Shmoneh Esrei. So we tell the Shatz to stop. V'im Hashatz Oisik Ato B'Psukei D'Zimra. But what if he's Oisik B'Psukei D'Zimra? Deinei Moitzi Yedei Choyve. V'ein Shom Aniyas Omein. So then we won't tell the Shatz, stop. The Tzoya in the back of the shul. Deinei Moitzi Yedei Choyve. V'ein Shom Aniyas Omein. Then the Shatz could say, "Kedalki mechutz for Dalet Amos, makom shekol areich." Vimhu b'soich Dalet Amos. What if it's in the Dalet Amos? What if it's in the Dalet Amos of the Shatz? So echlishtek. Rafulim shok kedai ligma kula. Ein echayzerat lemokim sheposat by Krishma. There's no din of going back to the beginning, v'chein b'birchas krishma, avu mikrishma, v'tzula b'lachash, v'ashoye k'day ligma kulo, v'yroi sh'atzula atzoyko, v'yitzoy b'seich da'od ha'moyso, chayzo l'roish, v'misharen l'fi ha'koyre, v'misharen l'fi ha'koyre. Okay, we'll stop here. It's irrelevant. Yeah, but it's irrelevant. It's like a sumer. What?
Very dangerous.
Yeah, yeah.